Dear sisters and brothers, may I echo those words of welcome which were spoken by the Cardinal at the beginning of our Mass tonight, and to say what a privilege it is for me to be involved in prayer with all of you tonight as we place before the Lord the needs of our brothers and sisters in Iraq. One of the solemn duties that's laid upon every bishop when he's ordained is that he should have a constant care for all the churches and gladly come to the aid and support of churches in need. We do this in all sorts of ways in England and Wales, but particularly in our conference through the Department of International Affairs, of which I'm privileged to be the chairman. This responsibility has enabled me to work in support of fellow Christians in the Middle East and in Southern Africa, and especially in Zimbabwe, a country which also desperately needs our prayers and support at this time. My most recent overseas solidarity visit, if I can call it that, was to Iraq, which is home to so many of you who've gathered here for this Mass this evening. Together with Bishop William Kenny, we spent some days in the north of the country at the invitation of Bishop Andreas Abuna, who will be well known to many of you following the many years that he spent in London as chaplain to the Iraqi community. Our visit and his invitation came hard on the heels of the tragic kidnapping and death of Archbishop Raho of Mosul. In this country, we may feel that we know quite a lot about the situation in Iraq, but our knowledge stems largely from what we know and read about of the military activity in and around Baghdad and Basra. Only occasionally do we look further afield, and it's really only when we do that that we become aware of the many ways in which the Christian community, your Christian community, is suffering and being continually harassed, threatened, and persecuted. I now have some idea, albeit very superficial, of the sufferings and hardships being faced and endured by your Christian brothers and sisters. And believe me, those hardships are considerable. The continuing violence in the country has seriously wounded your community in a particular way. And the murder and kidnapping of lay people and clergy by extremists of all sorts has been both systematic and deliberately relentless. But this is only part of the picture. My visit, which took me to Erbil, Kirkuk, Sulaymaniyah, allowed me the privilege of sharing faith with your bishops, with the priests and your fellow citizens. And I was hugely encouraged and strengthened by their courage and by their fidelity in such adverse circumstances. We visited the seminary at Ain Kawa, where we found 27 young men studying for the priesthood. And we were able to spend fruitful time with them, with their teachers, and with the religious communities of sisters who work so tirelessly and so fearlessly for the spread of the gospel. Our gathering here today for this celebration of Mass is as much about them and the people they serve as it is about being a desperate prayer to the Lord for his gift of peace for a deeply troubled land. We've listened this evening to St. Paul exhorting his readers and us with them to place all our cares in the Lord's hands, at the same time as constantly striving for all that's true, honorable, upright, and pure. In the situation which faces the Christian community in Iraq today, it would be very easy to lose hope and to allow ourselves to succumb to the relentless cycle of violence, recrimination, and revenge. But we know that this cannot be the Christian way. Our calling, however hard and demanding it may be, and I freely acknowledge that's very easy for me to say this in the relative comfort of the context of the situation which faces us here in England. Our calling is to strive to become more and more like Christ, the Son of God. Living as we do in His Spirit and in the light of His call to us, we begin to discover the blessing of the kingdom that belongs to the poor in spirit. In Him, and as we become more and more like Him, we inherit the earth as He promised to the gentle. We receive the comfort of those who mourn and the mercy for those who show mercy. The vision of God for those who are single-minded in His service. The persecuted, and you find yourselves either directly or indirectly among them. Persecuted are the children of God, even if that means that, like Christ, you are crucified in your thirst and work for peace. My lasting impression of my visit was by no means one of despair and hopelessness. Much more I will remember and treasure the memory that I have been among a people for whom the light of faith is alive. It was a blessing for me to have been able to experience that and to share in that in some small way. And is so often the case, I received in my visit to Iraq far more than I was able to contribute. I said when I was there that this visit, which was very brief, was, as it were, an aperitif, and I would like to go back before too long. But today, our task, and we gather here to fulfill that task, is to pray in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Iraq. We need to pray for peace, and Christ's peace, not simply an end to hostilities. Peace for your country. We need to pray for God's blessings on all who live and suffer there, and for all of you who are far from home and yet near to families and friends who live in danger and hardship. And we pray with confidence to the Lord, who is the Lord of peace, that He will fill us with all the blessings and graces that He promises to those who are faithful to His word. And our Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq are surely faithful to that word which challenges them, but which gives them hope and life.